This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
On July 4th, last year, I received an email that I've done nothing with since then. Not that I had to do something with it, but July 4th, I received this email from a woman by the name of Dawn. That's all I'm going to say about her. She gave me permission to tell this. I wrote her back and said, may I use it? I said, I don't know when I'll use it, but I'll use it. And it fits perfectly with the message today. In 1966, at the age of 12, I was living in Xenia, Ohio at the time with my father, mother, sister, and brother. My mother asked my dad for a divorce. My dad was devastated and even threatened the family and threatened to commit suicide. Made threats against the family and threatened to commit suicide. It didn't happen. My brother stayed with our father and my sister, but my mother and I moved on. My father dropped out of our lives. What an expression. Some of you have been there and done that. My father dropped out of our lives. In 2004, my father was at Miami Valley Hospital having bypass surgery. I was 49 at the time. My sister was 45 years old. My brother called us and told us that he would like us to come and see him. We went from Cincinnati to Dayton to see him. He said, when we saw him, he said, I sure made a mess of things, didn't I? And we said, yeah, Dad, you did. You sure made a mess of things. And Dawn says this, I said to my dad, Dad, you can't change your past, but you can change your future. What a sentence. That's a word for somebody today. Dad, you can't change your past, but you can change your future. That's what he and I did the last 5 years of his life. We changed our future together. My sister was unable to do that, unfortunately. 5 years ahead, the Friday before he died, as I was driving to Green Memorial Hospital in Xenia, I thought to myself, you've told your dad that you were a Christian, but you've never asked your dad if he's accepted Christ as the Lord of his life. And so she said the first thing she did, she walked into his hospital room at Green Memorial Hospital in Xenia. Dad, have you accepted Christ as the Lord of your life? He looked at me, raised his hand to his chest, and then up to the ceiling and said, yes, I have. I have accepted the Lord Christ as the Lord of my life. That's all I needed to know at the time. The last time I saw him before his death was December 18th, 2009. I took my sister with me because he requested to see her. He couldn't take his eyes off of us. Now, I want you to listen to what they did the last day of his life. Very simple. She said, we just patted him. We prayed with him. We rubbed his head. We rubbed his back. We just ministered to him in the last day of his life. And Dawn says, I noticed that he had a funny look on his face. And she said, Dad, what's wrong? You know what Dad said? Too much love. I don't deserve it. Too much love. I don't deserve it. And Dawn had the opportunity then to say, Dad, that's the kind of love Jesus Christ gave all of us when he died upon the cross. Unconditional love. Those last 5 years of my dad's life were the best 5 years that I've ever experienced. I've had so much spiritual and personal growth in that time. Folks, if that story doesn't speak to you about love that's extravagant, nothing will. You have been given love that you don't deserve, and neither do I. What did you do to earn the cross? Nothing. What did you do to earn forgiveness? Nothing, and neither did I. What did you do to merit heaven for all of eternity? Nothing. Nobody did. It's all about grace. It's all about forgiveness. It's all about redemption. And it's all about coming to the cross, throwing ourselves at the foot of the cross and say, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Simon was the leper. I'm the sinner. And I need forgiveness, and so do you.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.